If you guys like Pod Save America, please consider subscribing to our Friends of the Pod program. So Friends of the Pod get lots of stuff. You get more Pod Save America. That includes our new show, which is called Pod Save America Only Friends.
It's where Dan gets naked.
Where Dan gets full frontal nudity, but mostly it's a bi-weekly subscription exclusive podcast that is basically Pod Save America, but behind a paywall. So it's a little bit looser and more fun. And it's Lovett and Favreau and me and Pfeiffer and then other Crooked hosts. We go deeper on the news and cover more stories. You also get Open Tabs, which is a weekly behind-the-scenes newsletter from the show. Plus, you get ad-free episodes of your favorite Crooked podcasts and all kinds of other stuff. Dan will come to your house and clean it once every quarter.
Yeah, clothed.
Dan is very busy, clothed only. But along with just getting great content, becoming a friend of the pod, joining our subscription community is the number one thing you can do to help us grow, to help independent progressive media. So if you've ever thought about doing it, if you ever wanted more Pod Save America, consider going to crooked.com/friends and becoming a friend of the pod.
What's up, Los Angeles? Welcome to Love It or Leave It live at Dynasty Typewriter. We have got a great show for you tonight. Ben Platt is here. Jimmy Tatro is here. Together, we'll sort through April's biggest fools. We'll also ask, what's the deal with Pesach? And of course, we'll wrap up our show with some regret to go with our exodus in second thoughts. But first, let's get into it. What a week. Our cup runneth over with news. Enough to fill two big cups, you might say. That's right. On Tuesday, the Daily Mail published a report on Kristi Noem's husband, Brian Noem, revealing the former first husband of South Dakota has been leading a secret double life, a double D life. I'm sorry, this is serious. Wait, it's not. According to the Mail, Noem reportedly paid at least three online sex workers in fetish forums over $25,000 to live out his bimbo dreams wearing a feminine outfit and fantasizing about having, quote, huge, huge, ridiculous boobs. Meanwhile, his wife, Kristi, was also working with a pair of ridiculous boobs named Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Guard sees them. The report also had photos of Brian Noem wearing pink short shorts and a fake breastplate. Said Brian Noem in a prepared statement, my eyes are up here. Noem reportedly used the alias Jason Jackson, but one sex worker said she butt-dialed his number and heard the voicemail message, Noem Insurance, leave a message. Press 1 if you're calling about a claim. Press 2 if you're calling about my giant mommy milkers. Per the Mail, Brian Noem talked to at least one sex worker about his wife's long-rumored affair with her top aide, Corey Lewandowski. Well, yeah, who else are you going to talk to? A therapist? That would be gay. Said the woman, I asked him about it, and his response was, I know, there's nothing I can do about it. To Brian's credit, that's as stoic and dignified a response to the situation as any man with big fake yabos could have. Big, beautiful, magnificent yabos. Intelligence experts noted that Brian's behavior may have exposed Kristi to the threat of blackmail. This could have been exploited by the FSB, Mossad, or worse, the notorious agents of the Itty Bitty Titty Committee. After the news broke, the New York Times published a piece titled, In South Dakota, Neighbors Feel Sorry for Kristi Noem's Husband. Yeah, they feel sorry. Sorry for his lower back. I went, oh, should we go straight to Iran? This is a joy. Could you believe, yeah, we're going to sink into it. We're going to spend some time here. Do you know the alternative news of the week? Have you been paying attention? Yeah, we're going to do a lot of jokes about the former head of Homeland Security's husband doing funny little videos with giant yabos. Honestly, the people in Noem's hometown were actually pretty sweet about it. One resident told the Times, such a nice man, it just tears me up. But he's fine. He's getting laughed at a little bit. He hasn't been sent to a Salvadoran mega prison. And now that Kristi's been fired, he never will be. When asked for an interview, Brian Noem told the New York Times, I will at some point, but today is not the day. I appreciate your heart. Classic Brian, kicking the cans down the road. On Wednesday, a spokesperson for Kristi Noem told the New York Post, "Ms. Noem is devastated. The family was blindsided by this, and they asked for privacy and prayers at this time." Noem was reportedly so upset, she could barely finish her Corey Lewandowski. Personally, this all makes sense to me. Kristi Noem's whole thing is denying reality. This is just another reality to deny. While Kristi Noem was filming a $220 million ad campaign and claiming to go after the worst of the worst, ICE was terrorizing immigrants and citizens alike, hauling families to deportation facilities and describing innocent victims of state violence as domestic terrorists without ever apologizing. As governor, she called for a drag ban on college campuses and signed a law to prevent doctors from prescribing gender-affirming care to young people. But turns out the queerness was calling from inside the house. And this is just one example of Republicans being confronted by reality this week. Trump addressed the nation on Wednesday night, and as markets plummeted and gas prices rose, offered this.
We were a dead and crippled country after the last administration and made it the hottest country anywhere in the world by far, with no inflation, record-setting investments coming into the United States, over $18 trillion, and the highest stock market ever.
Yeah, no, totally, said a long-haul truck driver, placing two cantaloupes under his shirt to see if he could convince Brian Noem to pay for a tank of diesel. Republicans, meanwhile, couldn't agree on a plan to reopen the government, and so they just fled the Capitol, declaring a two-week recess despite the fact that a bunch of federal workers from FEMA to the Coast Guard were working without pay. And I, for one, admire it. Hide from your problems. But these Republicans could hide from responsibility, not TMZ. Here's Lindsey Graham at Disney World holding a bubble wand in a deeply forlorn photograph. Something about the shape of it felt right to him. He was like, maybe a second one? Wave him around? Lucky for him, this is the gayest picture TMZ has of Lindsey Graham so far. Graham also attempted to do some bubble wand damage control by posting this cool picture of himself holding a gun. But there's no shotgun on Earth big enough to kill the part of him that yearns to be a princess. And so, after a lot of embarrassing coverage, House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Majority Leader John Thune issued a joint statement saying the House will take up the Senate bill, the one they refused to pass last week, which will fund most of DHS, but not ICE or Border Control. It's nice when people can set aside their differences, come together, and agree on what matters. Lindsey Graham should not get to go to Disney World. Speaking of living in a fantasy, CNN reported this week that a top FEMA official, Greg Phillips, claims he was involuntarily teleported multiple times. He talked about it in a podcast appearance.
We had a teleport incident, two of them, and I end up at a Waffle House like 50 miles away from where I was. It was an incredibly frightening moment. But I tell you, teleporting is no fun.
The story obviously makes no sense. You were teleported to a Waffle House and it wasn't fun? That rules. I'm gonna try to do it right now. Nothing. When confronted about this story, Phillips said, quote, "Haters gonna hate," and added that people also doubted that Jesus rose from the dead. Happy Easter, everybody. When there was just one set of footprints in the sand, that was when I teleported. And reality came for yet another cabinet official this week. On Thursday, Trump announced that he had fired Attorney General Pam Bondi for her mishandling of the Epstein scandal and her failure to prosecute his enemies. Yes, in a shocking development, the Epstein files released the Attorney General. Pam Bondi didn't seem too surprised, but that's just because she has the best facelift of all time. This woman is 60. Clap it out for Pam Bondi, everyone. Insides are bad, but looks great on the outside, and that's what counts. Dorian Gray taught me that. He was so hot. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche will serve as acting Attorney General in the meantime. You'll remember Todd as Trump's personal lawyer and from the time he said this.
We will always investigate any evidence of misconduct. But as you know, it is not a crime to party with Mr. Epstein.
Of course, it's hard to judge that. That was from a different time, February. Anyway, good riddance to Pam fucking Bondi. Another person who made a devil's bargain without understanding what happens at the end of a devil's bargain. And now she has all the time in the world to read her books, but her glasses are broken. wrote Trump on social media, "We love Pam, and she will be transitioning to a much-needed and important new job in the private sector to be announced at a date in the near future. So congrats to Pam Bondi from us here at Love It or Leave It on being named ABC's next bachelorette." All right. We've got a great show for you tonight. We'll be right back with Ben Platt.
Hey, don't go anywhere. There's more of Love It or Leave It coming up.
Love It or Leave It is brought to you by Thrive Market. Thrive Market is a membership-based online grocery. For just $5 per month, you get access to a curated selection of organic and non-GMO brands, weekly sales, free gifts, and so much more. One annual fee, priceless peace of mind. Thrive Market restricts 1,000-plus ingredients. No stressing over labels or Googling every additive. Every product is curated, so their organic and non-GMO brands are vetted before they ever hit the site. The in-app barcode scanner allows you to find a healthier swap for almost anything in your pantry right now. You'll find healthy dupes and brands you've never heard of or can't find at the local store. Membership pricing up to 30% off, plus weekly sales, plus free gifts, plus price matching, plus free delivery on qualifying orders, all in the membership. At $5 per month, the membership pays for itself. Most members make it back in their first two orders. No pre-order delivery fees, service charges, or tip math, just one annual cost. Plus, their 90-plus dietary filters means you're only seeing what works for you. High protein, low sugar, GLP-1 friendly, gluten-free, keto, and more. No more decision fatigue. Your filtered results only show what fits your household. Ready to do your own spring reset? Join Thrive Market with our link at thrivemarket.com/loveit for $20 off your first three orders. Plus, you'll get a free $60 gift. Love It or Leave It is brought to you by SimpliSafe. Security shouldn't be a hassle. While traditional brands lock you into years-long contracts and require professional installation, SimpliSafe does things differently. Enjoy 24/7 protection and professional monitoring with no long-term commitments and zero hidden strings. Easily customize a system that's right for your home at simplisafe.com, and it ships to your door in a few days. With app-guided setup and no drilling required, you can install and arm your system in under an hour. No need to wait around for a technician appointment. It's not just a camera. It's a comprehensive ecosystem of sensors, cameras for inside and out, and 24/7 professional monitoring in the event of a break-in, fire, or flood. SimpliSafe agents are ready to take action. Named America's best customer service by Newsweek, over 5 million people trust SimpliSafe every day, and U.S. News and World Report ranked them the best home security system of 2026. I installed the SimpliSafe system. It was incredibly easy to do, worked, really great customer support. The app was really great, and it gives you peace of mind.
That's the most important thing.
That's the most important kind. That's the important thing to happen in your mind, you know? Peace. Peace in the Middle East. Where does it start? The mind.
Right. Just one little piece of the mind.
We've partnered with SimpliSafe to offer an exclusive discount to my listeners. Right now, you can get 50% off your new system by visiting simplisafe.com/loveit. That's half off at simplisafe.com/loveit. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. Well, we're still moving the cameras around. That's what's happening right now. So this is our moment, a time for just us. Everybody do Passover last night? All right. Take a note of how many. anybody keeping Passover?
Yeah.
Nice. Basic. Yeah, not tonight. What'd you eat?
Well, I mean, we're not having a second Seder.
But I think first Seder counts. What am I saying? What's who saying? What does what mean, having a Seder? Do you know about Seders? You don't know about Seders? Oh, wow. Okay, so basically, several thousand years ago, Jews were in the land of Egypt, and somebody tried to get Jewish people to do contracting work for free. And so they destroyed that entire society. So that's what happened. Trying to underpay a Jewish contractor, killed his family. That's the story of Passover. And then it required a miracle so Jews wouldn't have to swim. And here we are. Then it was hot for a while, which we've been complaining about for thousands of years. They didn't put bread on the table, which we made literally part of the Bible. And that's it. We're good? Okay, great. And we're back! One note, if you love Dan's analysis on Pod Save America, you need to be listening to our subscriber-exclusive pod, Polar Coaster. It's like having a really smart friend break it all down for you. And Dan's there, too. Got him. In the newest episode, Dan gets into the narrative that Trump has been seeing a big drop in support from young men. Why subscribe to Friends of the Pod? Because you can support independent progressive media. You'll get ad-free episodes of your favorite Crooked Pods, and we have a bunch of content that's just for subscribers. We're trying to build something. We're trying to be part of a big pro-democracy media ecosystem to compete with right-wing news. There aren't that many of us, and we have to build it together. And the best way you can support Crooked is by subscribing and becoming a friend of the pod. Help us build something and get good information in front of more people. So go to crooked.com/friends and subscribe today. Thank you. And now, please welcome to the stage. He's phenomenal in the last 5 years with Rachel Ziegler, and even better in the next 15 minutes with me. It's the amazing Ben Platt. Hi. Thanks for being here. Hi, Ben.
How are you?
It's so nice to see you.
It's lovely to see you. Thanks for having me. These chairs are so nice.
Yeah, they're good. So
you're sitting in an interesting way.
I know.
It's like that meme of giving an NYU theater student a chair and asking them to sit in it.
Yeah.
I mean? Yeah.
I'm just, I don't have any training. I'm just gay.
Totally. You know? That's enough.
So I was talking to my partner who wanted me to make sure I say they went to Camp Ramah.
Whoa.
At the Camp Ramah that still lets the kids have peanut butter.
Is there, you're not allowed to have peanut? Oh, because of
the
allergies?
Because of all the allergies. But I think there's one that's still fighting the good fight for peanut butter.
Was it the one in California?
No, it was in Wisconsin.
That's the pretty one.
I think the ones in California, they can't possibly let peanut butter within 500 yards of those places.
No. And there's also no lake. It's just like dry. It's chaparral. It's barely camp.
Oh, but you still had a nice experience at Camp Ramah?
Totally.
It's a Jewish summer camp. It's a Jewish summer camp.
I totally did, other than the lack of theater. I was pretty jealous of my friends going to like Stage Door Manor in French Woods. And
you didn't have theater at camp?
Well, you get to do a musical when you're in the oldest age group. So I like sat around for 8 summers waiting. And then I did Guys and Dolls in Hebrew.
I believe at this Camp Ramah that Ari went to, they did cabaret.
Whoa.
Which means they did it in Hebrew. And then they all, there was a couple of little Jewish kids dressed up as Nazis running around, and apparently the tape didn't work. I think they're like, we have to destroy this. It's like it's Camp Ramah's Epstein Files. When I went to summer camp, thank God they had the musicals. And when I was having a rough summer, I had been in previous years, I had been Oliver.
Whoa.
And I was Flounder in Casual. The Mermaid. Listen, you and I have both been leads in musicals.
It's deal. I played Oliver too, just to say.
You did play Oliver?
Yeah, of course. My sister and I were double cast as Oliver.
Wow. I am really glad you didn't go to my camp.
I bet.
Because I bet you would have gotten it.
I would.
But anyway, I was having a hard time because it was a lot of basketball, and the camp called my mother and said, the owner of the camp needs to talk to you. And my mother's like, well, what do we do? And this guy's name was Hi Schmierer.
Whoa.
Yeah. Jewish? Yes. And he said, friend, for boys like Jonathan, that's why we do the musicals. You are Oliver for real?
Yeah, of course. In my theater program when I was a kid.
Wow.
It's a rite of passage.
Cool.
Thanks.
It was hard to hit those notes in Where Is Love. They go all the way up.
Listen, some people have certain strengths. I can't play sports either.
Now, also, you had such a beautiful wedding.
Thanks.
There are pictures of it in Vogue magazine.
That's right.
Boy, I'm getting married.
So I've heard. Mazel tov.
How did you figure out how to hang up all those yellow curtains?
I didn't do any of it myself.
Oh.
Well, have you made plans already?
Like, get me those yellow curtains. I just said I handed them the picture of your wedding, and I was like, do this.
That's so nice.
But make it different. So you're starring the 25th anniversary of the last 5 years with Rachel Ziegler at the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. We should all go. There's not a lot of Jewish heroes in musicals. Is it your mission to change that?
I don't know about changing. I just kind of checking off all the pre-existing ones by playing them one at a time. And then the list ends at like three.
So it's... and how close are you to Fiddler?
Well, I'm kind of caught between... I'm really a Muddle the Taylor, but I'm maybe too old. And then I'm not really a Tevye for another like 20 years,
hey,
maybe?
You, even longer if you'd like. Hey,
oh, thanks.
Come on. You got plenty of time.
Something to look forward to.
You're in your Tevye era.
Thank you so much.
They could age you up.
They could.
Here are some classical music icons. Tell us if you think they could potentially be Jewish.
Okay.
The Phantom of the Opera.
No, it's pretty goyish.
Yeah. I just don't think a Jew would accept an apartment underground.
Also probably allergic to the fog.
Yeah. It's very wet. It's very wet. Harold Hill and the Music Man?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. I mean, not that version of him, but yeah.
Not the Hugh Jackman version. And obviously then there is the Fiddler from Fiddler on the Roof. That's pretty Jewish, huh?
Yeah, of course. I mean, stereotypically so, but still Jewish. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I saw you in Dear Evan Hansen on Broadway. And I remember thinking, oh, he's flirting with every single person on stage, including the parents of the dead boy. Was that part of your play? You played catch with the dad of the boy that's dead.
Yeah.
And it felt quite flirtatious. Was that your intent?
Yes. I think just as much chemistry flowing as possible because everybody was grieving in that show. And
right.
It's a nice distraction from the grieving to have chemistry. You know what I mean?
Were you aware of that? Or
no, absolutely not. No.
No one's ever said this before?
No one has ever said that to me before.
Because I was like, I was sort of flirting with that dad.
But Michael Park's really handsome.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know Michael Park. He played the dad.
He's very handsome.
Yeah.
You're also in Richard Linklater's upcoming film adaptation of Merrily We Roll Along with Paul Mescal and Beanie Feldstein, which you're going to shoot over 20 years. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, what a commitment. What if you're like, I might be busy in 2037?
It's job security.
That's you know true. I mean?
We've already done it three times, and we have like six more times to do it.
So you do it in chunks. It's every 2 years. How's it going to work?
Depends on the... So the story's told over the course of that many years, and there's like sequences. Sometimes the sequences are 5 years apart. Sometimes they're 1 year apart. And we're just following the map of the show.
Wow. Now, it's a Sondheim musical, and I have a controversial opinion about it.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to say it. And I just before you...
Just take in your audience before you...
I know, which is why I know that this is wrong, but I want you to just, before you react negatively, let it soak in.
Okay.
Okay? And then react.
Okay.
So the musical is famously backwards. You start at the end and you go towards the beginning. You go backwards through time. And here's my feeling, having seen it on Broadway. Mm-hmm. I think it would be better if it went in order.
I'm trying to let it soak. I would be interested on stage to see it. I mean, I think hopefully because we're doing it in real time, the backwards thing could work in a way that maybe it hasn't for you in the past.
Oh.
Because there'll be some real de-aging happening. But I'm
you know, it'd be really funny to shoot it over 20 years forward and then de-age with technology.
Did you see The Irishman?
Yeah, like let's Irishman this thing.
Okay, great. Because that went over really well.
What happens if you lose your voice on Broadway?
You call out. I mean, what do you, I guess define lose your voice.
Have you ever like powered through when you're on the edge? Or do you, like, how, like, what do you do to get your voice in, like, if you're in trouble, what do you do?
Well, a lot of boring like routines.
It's not boring
stuff.
To me.
Hydration, and there's like supplements that I take every day, and there's things I don't eat dairy, I don't drink
you
alcohol.
Dairy. Oh no.
I know. Well, I don't usually eat dairy anyway because I'm a Jew.
Not,
like,
yeah, it's yeah, not for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, no. One time I pushed when I shouldn't have, and then I got a polyp. Do you know what that is? Like I hemorrhaged a vocal cord, so there was like a leave liquid gel looking thing like on my vocal fold, and then I had to miss 2 weeks and go on silence and take a bunch of steroids and stuff. So. If you're feeling not up to it, you should miss one as opposed to then having to miss a bunch. But people get really mad when you miss a show.
I bet.
Mm-hmm.
They get really mad.
They do get really mad.
Oh, boy. Especially if they've traveled.
Especially if they travel, especially if they're tourists coming to see a Broadway show.
Right.
Who don't understand why you couldn't possibly just throw yourself out
now
there.
Now here's dear Mike Hansen. Doesn't really make any sense because character would be the same.
Sure.
And Noah, your husband, also played Evan Hansen.
He did, after me, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. But we already had known each other for several years before that. It was just sort of a coincidence.
Did that add anything sexually?
I would say the opposite, yeah.
Pass my test.
Thank you.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
Hey, Wednesday was April Fool's Day.
Go on.
Gotcha. All right. And so we were going to see if you can tell the difference between real... Wait, what? Oh, I see. But it feels like every day makes fools of us all. And so let's see if you can tell the difference between an April Fool's prank and a real thing that happened that just makes us a fool in April in a segment we're calling Fools, Fools, All of You. We'll leave everyone at home thinking, please, sir, can I have some more? I'm going to read... I tried it out. It's from Oliver.
I got it.
Yeah, he got it. To Timbuktu and back again. I'm going to read you a truly absurd...
You ever watch the Andrew Lloyd Webber TV reality series where they're trying to cast a new Nancy and Oliver and it's a competition to cast those two roles and every episode someone's eliminated and Jesse Buckley, new Oscar winner, is one of the contestants trying to become Nancy?
I do not know about this and I'm blown away by the idea that they had a group of children part of this competition show just week by week ruining the dream of a different child.
Correct.
And Andrew Lloyd Webber was involved.
Yes, he's like sits on a throne and listens to each of them sing and is like, not you.
Hey, have you ever seen him talk about the movie Cats and how much he hates it?
It did come across my feed
very
recently.
Our algorithms are similar. Nice
totally.
To know.
Makes sense.
I bet that would make
sense. Yeah, a lot of Survivor as well.
Just people that are like... Yeah, that's right. We both are huge fans of Survivor and musicals. Just two people... with just exciting experiences in musicals and on reality shows. So I'm going to read a truly absurd bit of news. You'll tell us if you think it's true or just an April Fool's prank, all right?
Cool. Yeah.
Here we go. First up, 12 tons of Kit Kats were stolen in a European candy heist.
I did see some jokes about this, so I know it's true.
It did. It happened. A truck making deliveries from a Nestle factory was robbed. Thieves are now in possession of 413,793 candy bars. Or maybe 792, you know, if you get all peckish. Kit Kat posted to social media confirming that the news was not an April Fool's joke. And they directed their customers to check the candy batch numbers to see if they had a stolen bar. Hey, how loyal do they think we are to the Kit Kat company? Like, this is a pretty transactional relationship. I'm not going to be like... checking my candy bars and be like, I can't eat this. This is a hot Kit Kat. Next up, Butterfingers announced a Butterfinger Top Ramen collab.
That I think it's fake.
Yeah, it was. It was an April Fool's thing. Ryan Murphy announced that the next season of Love Story would follow the decades-long situationship between Fleetwood Mac's Lindsay Buckingham, played by Connor Story, and Stevie Nicks, played by Billy Lord.
I don't think that's real because I just think I would be too interested in that.
I know, it's too good of an idea.
Yeah.
It's too good of an idea. It is an April Fool's, but like, why?
And I would have already texted my agents being like, where's my part in
that? Yeah, you got to be Fleetwood or Mac or something.
I'm in all denim.
Yeah, you're in denim. You've been prepared. You were born for this.
Thank you.
You were born for this.
Thank you.
The Trump administration unveiled their new onlyfarms.gov.
That's all?
That's it.
Fake.
Real. Trump administration's Only Farms is actually a map where users, ostensibly farmers, can locate their state and see on average how much they have saved based on Trump's agenda.
Woof.
Woof. Only Farms. Pete Hegseth lifted the suspension of two helicopter pilots who did an unauthorized flyby past Kid Rock's house.
True.
That's true. That's true. And then Kid Rock was like, this is a level of respect that Shit for Brains governor of California will never know. Like, what? Like, the military never does an illegal flyby of the governor's mansion. Well, probably not, you know?
I just never wanted to hear Kid Rock's name this many times. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know. It's like how if you're hearing straight about the Strait of Hormuz a lot, something's gone bad. You know? You're
always... I'm not smart enough for that. I'm sorry.
Strait of Hormuz. Anyway, let's see. Oh, BJ's launched their new Pizookie or pepperoni-covered cookie on April 1st.
Well, I know Pizookie, and that's not a I think false.
It is false. Wait, it's true.
Fuck.
What? This is real? I thought it was a joke. Pizookie? Jesus Christ. It's a dessert with pepperoni on top?
How come it's all like weird flavor stuff?
I don't know. This is what's in the news this week. A lot about flavors. What kind of food do you have at your wedding?
Kosher food.
It was kosher?
Yeah. Oh, I have some cousins that are kosher, so it was kosher, but pretty good. It was just like, you know, wedding food, like big portion stuff by a kosher caterer. It was pretty good.
No cheese though.
Yes, cheese.
Well, then what about the meat?
Separate. So you could make your decision of what if you wanted to have a fleishik or a dairy evening.
Because my camp was kosher, and the counselors would hand us a piece of American cheese and say, "We're gonna have burgers in a bit, so here's a cheese for now if you want it, but there'll be burgers later." And I didn't at the time. Nobody told me how, like, kind of subtlety worked.
Okay.
And so I thought I would always eat the cheese, and then because I'm one of the kids that would eat the marshmallow, you know,
sure,
two marshmallows an hour. I don't know what that an hour is going to be like.
Yeah, I understand. You know? Yeah.
And so then I would just eat the cheese, and then I'd be like, "Oh my God. Oh my God, cheeseburgers. I'm so stupid."
At least you had the memory of the cheese.
I do have the memory of the cheese. Let's see. David Buster's in Hollywood closed due to a vermin infestation.
True.
Yeah, that happened. Do you guys know that?
Yeah.
What the fuck? I've been there a bunch. Do you like Dave & Buster's?
I love Dave & Buster's. We have one in... My husband and I live in Brooklyn. We have one in our neighborhood, and we have gone a few times.
The one in Hollywood closed because of rats.
See, everybody thinks New York has all the rats. It's really LA that has the rats.
They both have a lot of rats.
That's
I think
true.
There's plenty of rats to go along.
Fair enough.
You know?
Yeah.
California recalled chocolate because it contained the ingredients for Viagra and Cialis.
True?
Yes.
Whoa.
Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Victimless crime. What's it like to perform at the Hollywood Bowl?
It's cool. It's so large that it's a little bit impersonal because it's just like a very generalized reaction. So it's just sort of like a communal vibe as opposed to like really feeling like you're getting individual vibe, like emotion back. So I think it's more like communing than like when you're inside a theater and you like get a lot of response. It feels more like everyone's having an outside picnic.
Yeah, you can bring your own food.
Yeah,
You have a little picnic and watch a musical. That sounds fun.
Yeah, and everyone's a little liquored up, so it's like a little easier.
Yeah. Because if you go to Broadway, you got to give them like $17 and then you get like, you know, like a plastic cup that
totally.
You can take home.
Yeah, and then you open up your cupboard and there's like a Beaches the Musical cup a couple months later.
Yeah. And it's like, remember that? Sunset Boulevard.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
It's good, right?
Really good.
Yeah.
Really good. It felt like the lead who was there, everyone was great, but she was doing it really campy and he was doing it really serious, you know?
Yeah. You mean Tom and Nicole? Yeah. Yeah. But I sort of like that they missed each other in that way because I feel like those characters really... sort of miss each other.
That's interesting.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do think that. And I like the big screens in it because it's nice to have a screen because I know it's theater, but it's reassuring to have a screen. You know what I mean? It's like, oh my God, I thought I was going to have a screen for a while. Thank God.
Totally.
A bunch of screens at Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah, God forbid we should have an in-person experience.
Yeah, I know. And then at that theater, I think that went and then that was where Versailles was in the same theater and that also used the screens but didn't work. Catch Ben with Rachel Ziegler in the last 5 years at the Hollywood Bowl Friday and at Radio City Music Hall on April 6th and 7th. So if you're in this audience, you can go tomorrow. If you're at home, you already missed it. Eat shit. You missed the Hollywood Bowl. But you can go April 6th and 7th at Radio City.
Yes.
You know, I may not... You know, I know we were both Oliver, but I did this show at Radio City. So, like, we've both done Radio City. And even though I probably couldn't do the high notes,
This seems much harder, though.
I don't think. We'll be right back.
Hey, don't go anywhere. There's more of Love It or Leave It coming up.
Love It or Leave It is brought to you by Willie's Remedy. I love Willie's Remedy. How does it make me feel? It makes me feel great. How's it different from other cannabis products? I don't know. I don't use those anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's better. It truly is like my favorite of, like, I really was like, I really like it. I genuinely like it. And here's what I'm going to say. All right. If you're the person on the ad team at the marketing company that sold the ads to Willie, email your contact at Willie's so that they can email the marketing lead. So the marketing lead can email the company's lead. So the company's lead can email Willie's reps so that Willie's reps can tell Willie that I think they're doing a fantastic job.
Oh.
Willie's is a premium THC-infused social tonic crafted by the legendary Willie Nelson. It's a low-calorie, low-sugar alcohol alternative that actually works, delivering a fast-acting, euphoric social buzz without the regrets that come with alcohol. Willie's social tonics in 5 mg and 10 mg doses with the best-in-class flavor experience, so smooth and balanced, you'll barely realize you're drinking a THC product at all. You can enjoy the tonics as a shot, sipped over ice, or mixed into your favorite mocktail. We're going to have it at the wedding.
Nice.
Yeah, that's right. Willie's unique blend of THC, CBD, CBG, and L-theanine delivers a feeling of calm, clarity, and euphoria and relaxation. One shot of Willie's helps you relax, unwind, and de-stress, perfect for taking the edge off. At the end of a long day or socializing with friends, Willie's offers the kind of feeling that makes good company even better. Willie's sold out 3 times in the first 6 months with over 50,000 plus happy customers, and they just restocked Willie's chips directly to your door in 40 plus states. Order now at drinkwillies.com and use code LOWLY for 20% off your first order plus free shipping on orders over $95. And enjoy life in the high country. That's drinkwillies.com. Use code LOLI. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Whether you're dealing with anxiety, depression, conflict, and relationships, or simply need an impartial third party to help you deal with daily stress, BetterHelp is there to connect you with the support you need. BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the U.S. BetterHelp does the initial matching work for you so you can focus on your therapy goals. A short questionnaire helps identify your needs and preferences, and their 12-plus years of experience and industry-leading match fulfillment rate means they typically get it right the first time. If you aren't happy with your match, switch to a different therapist at any time from their tailored recs. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 6 million people globally. And it works with an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on over 1.7 million client reviews. Everybody needs therapy.
They sure do.
I was talking to a friend of mine, and he's a closeted gay guy.
Oh.
Recently took over his dad's job. So it's a lot of stress.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of stress taking
he's got
over.
A bum leg too.
Yeah. He's got some health issues. He's doing his dad's job. He's closeted gay and it's a lot. And I don't want to obviously say anything more because I don't want to identify him because he's a closeted gay person. And also these Nepo baby allegations.
It's tough.
He could really. Yeah, it's a high pressure job.
He can't go down the street to therapy. He's going to have to talk to someone.
Yeah, local.
Yeah, online.
Yeah, definitely. Or online, for sure. Yeah.
I mean, that's why we're talking about BetterHelp.
That's right. That's right. When life feels overwhelming, therapy can help. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/loveit. That's better, HELP.com/loveit. And we're back. Please welcome to the stage. He got murdered in Scream 7, but tonight he's going to absolutely kill. It's the incredible Jimmy Tatro. Hi. Thanks for being here. I don't... Wait a second.
There's like 1,000 backstage.
Wait a second. I'm sorry if it's a spoiler for Scream 7, but you get killed right at the very beginning.
Ooh. Yeah, it's a bit of a spoiler. I told my friends and family that I was the main character. Just so then when I died, they'd be like, oh, it's kind of funny. It makes it kind of funny.
You're yeah.
Like, oh, he got me. He was the first one to die.
Yeah, that was what I did with all my friends and family when I was on Survivor too.
You beat me to it.
I gotta get ahead of it. You know what? You know, I won't let other people say mean things about me. I say it to myself first.
That's smart.
Same.
It's
Jewish.
Same. Jewish.
But if you haven't seen one of those movies, you would think that the first people in it would be them. It seems like I'm the main character for 10 minutes. And then quickly you're like, oh no, it's not going to be him.
No, because he's dead.
Yeah.
Well, because I saw the first Scream. it was a movie theater, and Drew Barrymore, that fucked me up.
I bet.
That fucked me up. Yeah. If a lot of people that were, I was too young when I saw Scream, 35. But what is it like to be killed in a movie like that?
It's kind of an honor. Listening to them figure out how it was going to go down was, I was like, you guys are kind of fucked up. But yeah, I remember he was like, this guy was like, ooh, what if like he sticks it slowly in his temple and then he just lets go of his head and it slides off the knife and Ghostface is behind him. And I was like, dude, you guys, what's wrong with you?
How'd they actually end up doing it?
Like that.
Whoa. And was that different than your experience doing theater camp together?
Marginally?
A little bit, yeah. Theater camp was, there was less death.
It was all internal.
It was all internal, yeah. There was less gore, slightly less gore.
Totally.
Yeah.
I thought theater camp could use more gore. I was like, this is so sweet and wholesome. I'd like to see the insides of some of these characters. I'm sorry I said that.
You should see the deleted scenes. The extended cut of Theater Camp is... You guys, yeah, they had to cut a lot out of like the bad gore, like death stuff. Yeah,
well, it was partially improvised, so you'd be surprised how many people just go there naturally.
Right, you know? Right. Yes, and I'm going to kill you.
Exactly.
So you're also in Mike and Nick and Nick and Alice. It's streaming on Hulu, where you're with the great Keith David.
I am, yes. He plays my father.
Great.
He plays stepfather. There's a moment where he tells me in the movie where he's like, son, I have something to tell you. And I'm like, the line is like, I know I'm adopted, dad. And I said to the director, I was like, I feel like it'd be pretty funny if I was like shocked by this news. Like if I was just gobsmacked. Like, what? He didn't like it as much as I did.
You have such a deep voice. Do you sing?
I don't sing, no. I do voice stuff.
Well, we all do that.
Yeah, I guess. As it came out of my mouth, I was like, this is technically voice stuff. No, I don't sing.
That's too bad. Hey, wait, you do hot yoga and Pilates.
This is true.
Do you ever get self-conscious of
now
Pilates?
We're talking.
Do you ever get self-conscious? I do.
I do a little bit. I've kind of gotten past it. I've accepted that I'm going to be the only guy there. Like for the first couple years, I was like, oh, the guys, they must just be on a different schedule than me. Maybe the men probably go earlier in the day. And then I asked the teacher, I was like, so wait, so do any other guys come? And she's like, well, Mike, who's my friend, who was the one that, you know, brought me there. And I was like, oh, so it's really just me. But yeah, I also do hot yoga. You know, I'm doing all these things.
Ben Platt, do you do Pilates?
No.
See what I mean? I'm the only one.
But I did. I had a long soul cycle phase.
Okay.
Now I just go to the gym. Because when you're gay, you turn 30.
Soul cycle is here.
When you turn, you go to the gym. Because when you turn 30, you go to the gym.
Well, when you're gay, you're like either you gotta. There's kind of one way. You know what I mean? Yeah. You gotta like pick a lane.
You gotta buff it up.
That's right.
You gotta go. You're getting your buff, strong gay guy era. Are you talking about your daddy era? Is that what you're talking about?
I mean, hopefully not totally yet, but soon.
Eventually. It's a goal. It's aspirational.
It's where we're headed.
It's like a high-energy environment, SoulCycle. I haven't been, but it seems like intense.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's like it's like a little culty in a fun way.
Too much bike. So.
But you kind of want a little bit of that culty energy in 100%. Your workout class, I think.
Yeah, to get to like a crazy enough place that you're just... sweating that hard. It feels like a dance class. That's
there's,
why I
there's
it.
Some people in hot yoga that are treating it like it's a soul cycle class. Like when they're like, all right, now everyone exhale. There's always like this one guy who's just like, I want you to be able to exhale, but you know, let's tone it down a little, you know?
It's like he's doing voice stuff.
Different kind of voice stuff.
Different kind of voice stuff. Hey, what's your relationship with Passover?
I love the transitions. I'm like kind of new to it. My fiance is Jewish, so I've been going to some Passovers in the last few years. I didn't as a kid, but you know, I've been.
Well, then this is a great opportunity for all of us, because Passover began on Wednesday. We'll end sunset next Thursday. And so it is time to quiz you in a game we're calling What Makes This Quiz Different Than Every Other Quiz?
Great.
Ben and I were going to ask you trivia about Passover, and you will do your best to answer.
Oh, okay. It's you two versus, okay.
Yeah. All right. Name the guy we leave an empty chair for at Passover.
Grandpa.
It's Elijah. Have you ever heard about that? The empty chair for Elijah?
Yep.
As a follow-up, what
else... Get the names mixed up.
What else do we leave for Elijah? Is it a glass of wine, a plate of food, or a carefully curated Spotify playlist that includes Haim and Little Billy Joel?
I believe it's a glass of wine.
That's correct. Here, Ben, you do the next one.
Oh, my God. Wow. Okay. True or false, you can't use regular flour to bake during Passover since we are forbidden to use anything that can be leavening, but you can get around that by blending up matzah and then using that as flour to bake with. True or false?
True.
That's right.
Bingo.
That's right. Now that you're, because you're dating a Jewess.
Jewett.
Yeah, we say that.
Yeah, is that funny?
Wow.
We're learning a lot.
We're learning a lot. We're learning about it. No, it's funny and fine when we say it. So a lot of the Jewish holidays are about very important rules and then technical workarounds.
Mm.
Which of the following is another name for Passover? Is it A, Sukkot, B, Pesach, C, Mechallah, the Festival of Bread?
Pesach.
Pesach. Yeah, you got it. You got it.
I knew that one.
Mechallah is a fake Jewish holiday Frankie made up to get out of spending time with Grace, a Gentile, on Netflix's Grace and Frankie. Ben Platt, do you watch Grace and Frankie?
No.
I saw season one. It was a really good show.
Jane Fonda.
Yeah.
so appalled.
So it's like, everyone Jane must watch Fonda. Everything with our Jane, and then we love our Jane Fonda. Oh, here, Ben.
My mom, she's not Jewish, but my mom's mom is Jewish. So everyone tells me that means I'm technically Jewish. That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Oh, your mom's mom is Jewish.
My mom's mom is Jewish.
Yeah. I mean, you're in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I'm so sorry.
Just letting you know.
What millennial cartoon show featured this baby as Moses parting the Red Sea?
I'm going to say the Rugrats.
Great episode.
My Jewish knowledge is just
crushing it. Which of these items will you not find on a Seder plate? A, a shank bone. B, horseradish. C, apple. Or D, a second bitter herb, usually romaine lettuce. Or K, could be romaine. Doesn't need to be.
The first one.
It's apple.
Really?
C, no apple on there.
Oh, I thought apple was like you put it on the, like applesauce on the...
Finish it. On the what? No one help him.
On the like the little
what?
They're like hash browns.
On the hash.
You know what I'm talking about. Yes. We all know the little circular hash browns are delicious. Latkes. Yes.
So here's what I think happened.
I hope Zoe doesn't watch
that
this.
That is Hanukkah. So applesauce on the little hash brown is Hanukkah. But also, we do apples with honey at Rosh Hashanah, which is our new year.
Mm-hmm. That's where I thought it was going.
Yeah, I thought too. I was like, hash brown, I want to see where this goes.
Yeah. But I heard apples, and I was like, that's in there. That's in the Jewish mix.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
You're doing great.
Yeah.
You're doing great. Weighing in at a whopping 488 pounds, the biggest matzo ball ever made was unveiled at a 2010 Jewish food festival in what American city? Hint, there's no conceivable way to guess.
And this is something all Jews know.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll say it all together.
One, Little Rock, Arkansas?
Oh, so close. One, two, three, Tucson.
No.
Final question. If we're searching for the Afikoman, what are we searching for?
Searching for the...
Afikoman. The Afikoman.
Uh-huh.
It's the end of the meal. It's the end of the meal, and the person sitting at the head of the table says, "Children, I've hidden the Afikoman. Find it and bring it to me for a prize." What are they going to look for?
Oh, man. Is there like... Is it like cash?
It can be... Okay.
Isn't there a cash scavenger hunt?
Sort of. I think, look, do I like that you're like, oh yeah, the Jews go hunt around the house for cash. And now that's unfair because you're close.
It's a means to an end.
Oh, is it chocolate coins?
No, that's again, that's also... That's Hanukkah.
I'm going farther in the wrong direction.
No, you're doing great. You're doing great. Ben, do you want to tell him? Do you want to tell him about it?
Sure. It's usually to win cash, so you're sort of right. But it's a piece of matzah. That's it.
Oh.
In a little sleeve.
In a little sleeve. You hide it. A good place to look, just a little tip, just a hint. It's a tip. A good place to hide. It's often you'll find it between books. Mm. It often finds its way to between books.
Or under a cushion of a chair or a couch.
Yeah, a cushion. Yeah, you don't go high up because the kids are
and
low.
It's called a what?
Afikoman.
I don't really remember why we're searching for the Afikoman. Do you remember why?
I don't think anyone knows.
What's the story of that? What's the story of that?
Keep the kids interested past the first half.
Right. It's sort of like a little entertainment in the middle. The kids go nuts finding it. And then, you know, I think there's two theories of thought on what happens when the kids are finding the Afikoman. One is there is a winner and the rest are fucking losers, right? That's one style of Afikoman. And the other is everybody wins, you know? Mm-hmm. I bet you were from an everybody wins household.
Yeah.
I was too.
Equal prizes.
And, yeah. Everybody wins. Great job, everybody.
Yeah.
We found it. We'll be right back.
Hey, don't go anywhere. There's more of Love It or Leave It coming up.
Love It or Leave It is brought to you by Policy Genius. Spring is a season of growth and renewal, the perfect time to ensure the life you're building is protected. Keeping your loved ones secure is a top priority, and Policy Genius makes finding the right insurance policy straightforward and simple. Policy Genius is an online insurance marketplace that allows you to compare quotes from some of America's top insurers side by side for free. Their licensed team helps you get what you need fast so you can get on with your life, easily find what you need, coverage amounts, prices, terms, no guesswork, just clarity. Policy Genius helps you find your most affordable policy that meets your needs. They'll answer questions, handle paperwork, and advocate for you throughout the process. Policy Genius has thousands of five-star reviews on Google and Trustpilot from customers who found the best policy to fit their needs. Protect your family with a policy that grows with your life. With Policy Genius, you can see if you can find 20-year life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. You can see if you can find that. And that's so important. Head to policygenius.com/love it to compare life insurance quotes from top companies and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com/love it.
If you guys like Positive America, please consider subscribing to our Friends of the Pod program. So Friends of the Pod get lots of stuff. You get more Pod Save America. That includes our new show, which is called Pod Save America Only Friends.
It's where Dan gets naked.
Where Dan gets full frontal nudity, but mostly it's a bi-weekly subscription-exclusive podcast that is basically Pod Save America, but behind a paywall. So it's a little bit looser and more fun. And it's Lovett and Favreau and me and Pfeiffer and then other Crooked hosts. We go deeper on the news and cover more stories. You also get Open Tabs, which is a weekly behind-the-scenes newsletter from the show. Plus, you get ad-free episodes of your favorite Crooked podcasts and all kinds of other stuff. Dan will come to your house and clean it once every quarter.
Yeah, clothed.
Dan is very busy, clothed only. But along with just getting great content, Becoming a friend of the pod, joining our subscription community, is the number one thing you can do to help us grow, to help independent progressive media. So if you've ever thought about doing it, if you ever wanted more Pod Save America, consider going to crooked.com/friends and becoming a friend of the pod.
And we're back. Woo! The end of the show is nigh, which means it's time to add up my various flubs, goofs, and boners for all of us to see. It's second thoughts. First up, do I regret reliving my traumatic camp experience to start the interview with Ben? A little. A little.
I don't. It made me feel less alone.
It made him feel less alone. Oh, I regret asking about how Evan Hansen affected the sexual dynamic with your husband.
I really regret that you're bringing it back up again.
And then I brought up another embarrassing camp story involving cheese. And it was weird to say that I wanted to, that I thought it'd be cool if in theater camp there was something gory and you saw the insides of the characters. Just I regret it, that
yeah,
a little.
Yeah, that's a fair regret. There's a lot of kids in that movie.
I thought that was fine.
Yeah. Do you have any regrets about tonight?
I feel like I could have given Jimmy kind of a better Jewish primer at some point because we've known each other for a while. I feel like I kind of failed there.
Yeah. I feel like you're an actor in Hollywood. You've been around a lot of Jews. Seems like a little more of it could have rubbed off. I kind of put him on him, you know?
Yeah.
And you're dating a Jewish woman. Are you engaged?
We're engaged.
You're engaged.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have any regrets?
I would have maybe not said cash. I would have gone with just like any other.
You could have picked something.
Thing.
Books.
Books. Yeah. You know, hash browns.
Yeah. Really good.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, I threw out the whole segue thing. I just didn't do it. I just kept going right to the next topic without any hint that they were connected to the previous topic. And at times in the past, I've come up with funny little ways to connect it so it didn't feel as haphazard and unprofessional.
I think it's working great.
Yeah, I thought it was part of the shtick.
Yeah, I think the segues now that I've seen this version, I think the segues are throw them out, unnecessary.
And that's our show. Thank you so much to Ben Platt and Jimmy Tatro. We will see you next week at Dynasty Typewriter. There are 212 days until the midterms. Have a great night and have a great weekend. If you're already scrolling endlessly, which we know you are, don't forget to follow us at Crooked Media on Instagram, TikTok, and all the other ones for original content, community events, and more. You can also find Love It or Leave It on YouTube for videos of your favorite segments and other YouTube-exclusive content. And if you want to type our praises or rip us a new one, consider dropping us a review. Finally, you can join Crooked's Friends of the Pod subscription community for ad-free Love It or Leave It and Pod Save America episodes, subscriber-exclusive pods, and more. Sign up at crooked.com/friends. Love It or Leave It is a Crooked Media production. It's written and produced by me, John Lovett. Kendra James is our executive producer. Bill McGrath is our producer. Hallie Keeper is our head writer. Sarah Lazarus is our senior staff writer. And Jocelyn Kaufman, Peter Miller, Alan Pierre, and Suba Argwal are our writers. Jordan Cantor is our editor. Charlotte Landis provides audio support. Stephen Colon is our audio engineer. Our theme song is written and performed by Sure Sure. Thanks to our designer, Sammy Caderna Reeves, for creating and running all of our visuals, which you can't see because this is a podcast. And to our digital producers, David Tolles, Claudia Shang, Mia Kelman, Delon Villanueva, Jay Banks, Milo Kim, and Rachel Gajewski for filming and editing video each week. So that you can. Love It or Leave It is produced by Lee Eisenberg, and our head of production is Matt DeGroat. And our production staff is proudly unionized with the Writers Guild of America East. It's Love It or Leave It.
If you guys like Pod Save America, please consider subscribing to our Friends of the Pod program. So Friends of the Pod get lots of stuff. You get more Pod Save America. That includes our new show, which is called Pod Save America Only Friends.
It's where Dan gets naked.
Where Dan gets full frontal nudity, but mostly it's a bi-weekly subscription-exclusive podcast that is basically Pod Save America, but behind a paywall. So it's a little bit looser and more fun. And it's Lovett and Favreau and me and Pfeiffer and then other Crooked hosts. We go deeper on the news and cover more stories. You also get Open Tabs, which is a weekly behind-the-scenes newsletter from the show. Plus, you get ad-free episodes of your favorite Crooked podcasts and all kinds of other stuff. Dan will come to your house and clean it once every quarter.
Yeah, clothes.
Dan is very busy, clothes only. But along with just getting great content, becoming a friend of the pod, joining our subscription community, is the number one thing you can do to help us grow, to help independent progressive media. So if you've ever thought about doing it, if you ever wanted more Pod Save America, consider going to crooked.com/friends and becoming a friend of the pod.